All right, guys, we have two more speakers tonight. Coming up next to the stage, Chicago stand-up comedian Brandon Kirkman. Yeah!
Just to solidify that, I will be the one that takes up the mic when there's no amplification, just because it feels right. And also shout out to Liz for having the Catch in the Rye part where everybody laughed, because I distinctly remember in college I'd have a conversation with people every now and then and be like, oh, my favorite book? Atlas Shrugged. And I'd be like, well, I'm done here. That is all I need to know. But I got really excited for the subject, and I was glad to be part of the show because I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons and generating characters since middle school. I actually came from a D&D session today, and I feel like it really helps me a lot because I like to play characters that are a little more brash and, I'd say, more rude to people, because I work in the service industry, and I can't go, oh, no, fuck you, all day. So this character helps me get there. Like, the perfect example of this is we were in a fight with the Drider, and I'd found a staff of his, and he's like, where did you find that staff? I'm like, well, actually, I found it on the ground because I banged your mother so hard it fell out of her vagina. And then the Drider proceeded to attack me the whole fight, I'd say, because he had good reason after that. But I want to talk about my own character generation, which is dumb, horny idiot. Because I got into D&D and role-playing in middle school at the same time I was going through puberty. So a lot of weird things were happening. And I could not get enough of role-playing in any form. And I think the highlight of the weirdness of this was that I discovered about around 2000 the Yahoo chat rooms for anime. If you're not familiar with this, it's about to get really good, guys. Buckle up for this. But basically, people would go there to roleplay as anime characters to explain this. If you ever watched Dragon Ball Z and you said, man, I want to go online and type into a chat room, hello, I'm Goku from Dragon Ball Z. This is where you would go. But the thing I'm mentioning and why this was so weird, and I feel like I need to tone for this, and the weird horny part put into it, is I would go on there and roleplay as an anime schoolgirl to fuck with people. But it gets worse. During the conversation, I had slowly revealed that I was secretly a killer robot. It's pretty bad. It would start off kind of normal in the conversation. I'd flirt with them a little bit. They'd flirt back at me, and we'd start private messaging each other. And be like, do you like my cute little schoolgirl outfit? Beep, boop. At this point, they would notice something, and they'd type to me, that's kind of weird, why'd you say that? Just, you know, just saying normal human things, you know, like you do, but don't you find me attractive? And then I'd type, I start to vibrate as screws fall out of my mouth. And they'd be like, wait, why are you typing that? I'm like, oh, just doing normal human things like normal humans. And at this point, I'd type that my mouth turns into a razor-sharp blender as I say, would you like the blowjob of your lifetime? Everyone would disconnect at this point specifically, and I did this 10 times. It was always this point is where they would stop. And I feel like my atonement and why I'm coming on stage to get, like, I'd say my character more fully developed is because I'd be making fun of these people, and it wasn't right. They were just enjoying themselves. But here's something that I did once. I started just getting on the, like, rooms by myself and just texting people as myself, and I hit it off with a girl. And things escalated, and we were soon starting, like, having cyber sex, as one is to, before, you know, sexting and all that. And I was getting really into it, and she's like, hey, I want to see your dick. Guys, this was 2000. I did not have a digital camera. We did not mostly have digital cameras then. What I did have was a low-resolution flatbed scanner. Yeah. I love that we're connecting the dots so hard that your eyes almost just shot out of your head. I sent that picture off. I got that big bad boy scanned in at 15 years old, sent it off to them, and to this day, that picture is on my family computer rotting away in a Midwestern landfill somewhere. And I like to think of myself as the pioneer of dick pics. Like, I saw that scanner, and I saw it as the Oregon Trail, and I was down to game. And let me tell you, I whispered myself Manifest Destiny, and I put that 15-year-old penis in there, and God bless that computer. It's rotting away with that on there somewhere, guys. Enjoy your evening. Don't think about it too much.
Brandon Kirkman, everybody. Oh, boy. Man, I don't know what to say to that. Thank you, Brandon. Holy shit.